back to Mr. Keene and the broken window murder case. Mr. Keene, the great investigator, and his partner, Mike Clancy, are investigating the murder of John Franklin, a wealthy philanthropist who was stabbed to death in his home. One of the important clues in the case is a broken window pane which is stained with blood, a clue which places a young man named George Haycraft high on the list of suspects. Now, Mr. Keene and Mike continue their investigation in Franklin's house. And Mr. Keene is saying to Laura, the victim's daughter,
"Tell me, Laura, how close a friend of your father was Lillian Dix, the woman who just phoned?"
"In my opinion, Mr. Keene, Lillian hoped to marry Father. Although she denied it to me when I accused her."
"Accused her? Of what?"
"Of fortune hunting."
"Oh, you think she wanted to marry your father for his money?"
"Yes, Mr. Keene. Frankly, Lillian Dix and I never got along. I was against her seeing my father, and she knew it. She's only 32, and Dad was 50. Why would a woman want to marry a widower so much older than herself? Especially a woman as beautiful and popular with men as Lillian Dix is."
"Perhaps we'll have an answer to that question when she gets here. Meanwhile, Laura, I'd like you to show my partner, Mike Clancy, around the ground."
"You want me to search outside, Mr. Keene, for clues?"
"Yes, ma'am. I'm going to look through Mr. Franklin's correspondence and personal papers."
"If you'll come with me, I'll show you around, Mr. Clancy."
"Okay, miss."
"And Mike, keep your eyes open for footprints. The ground is soft, and the killer may have left some mark. Sooner or later, they all make a mistake. And a murderer's mistake is a private investigator's windfall."
"Property runs across to that clump of trees, Mr. Clancy. It's all enclosed by a stone wall, as you can see."
"I don't think we're going to find out much on this lawn, Laura. Let's have a look at that shrubbery in back of the house."
"All right." "It's getting late. It'll be dark very soon now."
"Don't look as if I'll have much of a chance to look things over until morning. Well, we..."
"Mr. Clancy, I think I just saw someone move behind those shrubs."
"So did I, Laura."
"He hasn't seen us. Look, he's coming up. Huh? It's George Haycraft."
"With a bandage around his left hand. You stay here, Miss Laura."
"What are you going to do, Mr. Clancy?"
"Have a little chat with Mr. Haycraft." "All right, stay where you are now, young fella.
What?
Don't try to make a run for it, but..."
"What are you talking about?
Let go of me."
"Stay put, you hear me?"
"Yes, go."
"Oh, so that's the way you want it, Miss Buckle. Oh, maybe you'll mind your manners. We'll put these bracelets on you just to..." "What's this?" I a hole in the ground. Freshly dug, too. You kicked part of the turf away with your heel when you fell down, mister. Maybe we've got something interesting here on our hands. Ain't preserved. It's a dead rabbit."
A dead rabbit?
"Head has been bashed in. Somebody must have buried it. You know anything about it, Haycraft?"
"How did you know my name?"
"Never mind how. I also know you're wanted for murder. And you've been snooping around here like a hound after a bone. What are you looking for?"
"I won't tell any more until I have legal advice."
"Oh, sure, you'll need a whole battery of lawyers after Mr. Keene pins this thing on you."
"Mr. Keene? He's on this case, too?"
"He sure is, mister. And you're getting a first-hand introduction to him right now." "I caught this fella, George Haycraft, snooping around outside the house, Mr. Keene. He put up a fight and I had to knock him down. That's how I came across the dead rabbit buried there."
"Buried rabbit? Looks as though we have a very important clue, Mike. Well, Haycraft, you have anything to say?"
"I have nothing to do with John Franklin's murder."
"What were you doing outside his house just now?"
I was hoping to talk to Laura, his daughter."
"Why didn't you come into the house by the front door?"
"Because I knew I was under suspicion of murder, Mr. Keene. I have a radio at home that can tune in on police wavelengths, and I heard them send out an alarm for me. I didn't cut my hand on that broken window, Mr. Keene. I cut it accidentally when I fell on some broken glass."
"Why did you want to see Laura Franklin?"
"I had to tell her I wasn't responsible for her father's death. Where is Laura, Mr. Keene? I want to see her."
"She told me she didn't want to face you, Haycraft. She's up in her room. Mike, would you see who's at the door?"
"Right, boss."
"Who are you?"
"That's just what I was going to ask you, mister. Step inside."
"Wait, I know who this gentleman is. You're Mr. Keene, aren't you, sir?"
"Yes, This is Mike Clancy, my partner.
I'm Charles Meade, Laura Franklin's fiancé. Laura called me and told me that you... Oh, I see you've gotten your hands on George Haycraft.
I didn't kill John Franklin, and you know it, Meade.
I don't know anything of the kind, Haycraft. All I know is that you've been driving Laura crazy with your jealous antics. It's about time someone put a stop to them.
Mike, I want to go out and look at that rabbit you found buried. Where is it?
Well, I'd better show you, boss. What do we do with George Haycraft here? Take him with us?
No, he's handcuffed and harmless now. Perhaps Charles Meade will keep an eye on him.
It'll be a pleasure, Mr. Keene.
And Haycraft, I suggest you behave yourself while we're outside.
What else can I do with these irons on my wrists?
All right, Mike. Show me where that dead rabbit is. Perhaps it'll turn out to be the clue we've been looking for. The clue that'll place John Franklin's murderer in the electric chair.
Over here, boss, behind these shrubs.
Yes. The hole is there, Mike, but the dead rabbit isn't.
Chance, preserve it. It's gone, Mr. Keene.
Mike, someone's coming across the lawn to the front of the house. I think that may be Lillian Dick.
Just a second, miss.
What? You want me?
Yes. My name is Keene.
Oh, Mr. Keene. For a moment, I was frightened. It's getting rather dark.
How long have you been out here?
Why, I just arrived. I parked my car on the other side of the house. I'm Lillian Dix.
Miss Dix, I've just been told that you and John Franklin, the murdered man, were on the verge of getting married.
What about it?
When was the ceremony to take place?
Never.
What do you mean, Miss Dix?
John decided not to go through with the marriage.
Anything you say may be used against you, Miss Dick.
What does he mean by that, Mr. Keene?
My partner means that the police can establish a motive, should they suspect you of murdering John Franklin.
Oh, no, no, they couldn't. I agreed with John. I thought it was wiser not to marry, too, because of Laura, his daughter.
You mean she objected to your marrying her father?
Not only that, Mr. Keene. There was something else. John never told me exactly, but I think it had a lot to do with Laura.
Mr. Keene, look. There's a fight going on inside the house. They busted the window.
You remain here, Miss Dix. Hurry, Mike, and stop that fight before it's too late. Why, Mr. Meade, what's happened?
Oh, it's you, Mr. Keene. George Haycraft tried to get away. I managed to hit him with that fire poker. He's lying there on the floor.
Take a look at him, Mike.
Is he dead? No, he's just unconscious. He could have been out for good, Charles Meade, if you had flipped him a little harder.
Are you disappointed, Meade?
What did you say, Mr. Keene?
Are you sorry you didn't hit Haycraft hard enough to kill him?
Why, no. I was only protecting myself.
Yeah. You were protecting yourself.
Mr. Keene, just what do you mean by that?
I mean that you murdered John Franklin. Just attempted to kill George Haycraft. Because he had some evidence against you.
That's a lie.
Is it? And what are those bloodstains doing in your left knee?
Bloodstains?
I'll tell you how you got them, Charles Meade. I noticed them before. You just transferred the body of that dead rabbit to another hiding place. And you brushed its mutilated body against your clothes as you did it.
Well, now I know you're crazy, Keene. Why would I be fooling with a dead rabbit?
That rabbit was evidence. Evidence that you tried to frame Haycraft for John Franklin's murder. Franklin's killer didn't enter by the window. As I told you, Mike, it was locked from the inside.
I remember you saying that, boss.
Charles Meade first killed the rabbit, then broke the window after murdering Franklin. He smeared the broken pane with the rabbit's blood, so Haycraft would be accused of the crime.
Well, then Charles Meade must have known that Haycraft had cut his hand.
Exactly, Mike.
Yes. As you know, Mr. Keene.
Haycraft's coming around, boss.
I cut my hand during a fist fight with Charles Meade yesterday. He knocked me down and my hand hit some broken glass.
Just now he tried to kill you to prevent you from exposing him.
He attacked me with that fire poker as I was sitting in a chair.
Meade, it looks as though you tripped up on your own cleverness. You tried to plant a bloodstain on a window as evidence against George Haycraft. But now it'll be used as evidence against yourself.
Yes, you're right, Keene. I won't try to hide it. John Franklin wanted to put me in jail. He found out I was wanted for embezzlement in Chicago. But I wouldn't let him get away with it. And I'm not letting you get away with this either.
Look out, boss. He's reaching for that fire poker.
Yes. He
He was pretty smart, old John Franklin was. He figured I was marrying his daughter, Laura, for the money she'd come into. And he was right. But I was wise to his every move.
When you murdered Franklin, you must have gone into the house with a key you stole from Laura.
Yeah, right again, Keene.
If you don't put that fire poker away, boss, you'll go out of here on a stretcher. You see this gun, mister? It's got bullets in it.
Go on, shoot. But I'll get one of you first. Ah!
Oh, my hand. My hand. You put a bullet in my hand. Get me a doctor.
Sure, and 2 seconds ago, he was as brave as a wild bull. Now he's yelling for a doctor. You're lucky that bullet didn't go through your head, mister.
Call her, Dr. Mike. Get Charles Meade's maid.
Okay, Mr. Keene.
And after that, call the police. Tell them we're bringing Meade in on a charge of murder. And the case of the broken window is solved.
So Mr. Keene finds the solution to the broken window murder case. Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons, is based on the novel Mr. Keene. The radio sequel is originated and produced by Frank and Ann Hummert. Dialogue by Lawrence Klee. Directed by Richard Leonard. Leonard Kilpack plays Mr. Keene. This is Larry Elliott saying goodbye for Mr. Keene. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.